Post-hearing matters and attorney fees. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ED1123.22, 34 CFR 300.517, and RSA 186-C:16-B, 5. A parent who is the prevailing party, bracket, obtains a favorable ruling, or in some cases, a ruling that is primarily favorable, end bracket, at either the due process hearing or a court appeal of the hearing officer's decision, may be entitled to reimbursement of reasonable attorney's fees. According to RSA 186-C:16-B, 5, a parent must file the request for reimbursement of attorney's fees in state or federal court within 120 days of receiving the hearing officer's decision. The amount of reasonable attorney's fees that can be awarded are based on rates prevailing in the community in which the action or hearing arose for the kind of quality of services furnished. No bonus or multiplier may be used in calculating the fees awarded. Parents' attorney's fees will not be reimbursed for attendance at an IEP meeting unless the meeting is held by order of the hearing officer or a court order. Attorney's fees will not be reimbursed for attendance at a resolution session or mediation. A parent may not be entitled for reimbursement of parents' attorney's fees and related costs that are earned after a school district has made a written offer to settle the matter. Parents' attorney's fees are eligible for consideration of reimbursement when the written offer is made by the school district more than 10 calendar days before the start of the hearing, the written offer is not accepted by the parent within 10 calendar days, and the relief finally given to the parent is not more than the earlier offer to settle the matter. The court may order reimbursement for your attorney's fees if it finds that the parent succeeded at the hearing or in the court appeal and had good reason for not accepting the school district's offer to settle the matter. The court may reduce the amount of parent's attorney fees to be reimbursed if it finds that you or your attorney during the hearing or court appeal unreasonably delayed the final resolution of the dispute. The amount of attorney's fees is greater than the hourly rate for attorneys in the community who provide the same type of services and who have similar skills, reputation, and experience. The time spent in legal services were excessive, considering the type of hearing or court appeal and the issues addressed, or the parent's attorney did not provide to the LEA the appropriate information in the due process request notice. However, the court may not reduce fees if the court finds that the state or school district unreasonably delayed the final resolution of the action or proceeding, or there was a violation under the procedural safeguards provisions of IDEA 2004. Reasonable attorney's fees may be awarded to a prevailing state educational agency or school district, against the parent's attorney if the due process complaint filed or subsequent cause of action is frivolous, unreasonable, or without foundation, or against the attorney of a parent who continued to litigate after it clearly became frivolous, unreasonable, or without foundation, or against the parent's attorney or the parent if the parent's due process complaint or subsequent cause of action was presented for any improper purpose, such as to harass or to cause unnecessary delay or to needlessly increase the cost of litigation.